Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So something that has been happening in Nevada, and we're hearing other school districts across the country are going to be also on the verge of teacher strikes, but we have something called coordinated sick outs, where a bunch of teachers in the Clark County community or the Clark County School District have been, I guess, coordinating sick outs. Nothing that has been, I think, an official strike, but I think it's caused school closures every day. Today we've had 4 schools closed. Now, having worked in academia, I mean, I always seem to take the side of the teachers, knowing that teachers get underpaid, get overworked, but we have a bigger picture at play, and there's a chance that this could be actually hurting their cause. And we just need to talk about it. And the biggest victim of all are the students. So teachers are making salaries, especially in our neck of the woods, that are far below what other school districts pay. Teachers, despite having summers off and the vacations and the weekends off, still have a lot of high demand on demand and stress and things that, I guess, don't really make the teaching profession as glorious as it once was. And I've worked with a lot of different academic institutions. You can't change anything. If you want something done right, nobody listens. There's attitudes that just shouldn't pervade an education that do. And so I totally see the frustration that teachers have and how many teachers may want change. The problem is we have students and we have parents, we have taxpayers that want these kids back in in-person school. And these coordinated walkouts or these coordinated absences are going to thrust us into permanent online school faster than we think. Now, I told you one of my favorite books is Ready Player One, where school in the future is basically one teacher with multiple classes online. If your avatar doesn't log in and you can't verify that it's you, there's consequences in terms of you not showing up to school, you not passing. And school in the future, not that Ready Player One is a prediction of the future, but I can totally see as school will to eliminate staff shortages, go back to online. And we saw what a disaster online learning was and how important it was for kids to be able to be with other kids. But one thing the students are perceiving, which shouldn't be what's happening, the students aren't necessarily feeling that their teachers are getting the shaft. What the students are seeing is that their teachers don't want to be there. You know, during the whole COVID pandemic, teachers were essential. So they had to go back when all their friends got to be home. And some teachers spoke out about that, going, well, we don't want to be at risk. Why should we? Who's taking care of our parents and grandparents, put them at risk? And then some teachers back east were dancing. Well, students might not understand the nuances of that. And what students are picking up is that their teachers don't want to be there. And if a student feels like their teacher doesn't want to be there or their teacher doesn't like them, they're not going to connect. Now, some of the best learning gets done when the teacher connects. That's why I learned all my students' names. That's why I looked at every single assignment myself. That's why I gave feedback on every single assignment. Because the second a student thinks that they're just a number and the teacher doesn't care, they don't engage. And you lose them. And so our already weakened school district or districts across the United States are already understaffed. And I like substitutes. I'm grateful for substitutes. But when a student has a sub one day, a teacher another day, and we haven't even really gotten into cough, cold, flu, and COVID season, they're already probably early on, within the first few weeks of school, already kind of getting the message that they're not going to have a close relationship with their teacher. Now, that shouldn't be on the teachers. Being a educator, being an educator, it is exhausting. And I've told my friends that. Even though I don't no longer work for a university, I am still connected and working with students. I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way, but it is exhausting. Because you put a lot of you there. You give themselves to you. They have my cell number. They can call me for anything, any issue they have. And teachers are getting fed up. If they're not getting what they need, if they're not getting paid, why shouldn't they have a job where they could work from home, lay out in the sun, go shopping, and not have to have all the demands? And academia is rough. The people you work with in academia could be pretty, pretty rough. The problem is the solution, and there has to be a solution to kids getting taught. If the solution is, you know, if you have a lack of staff, the solution is automation, or the solution is finding ways to limit your need for staff. And I really fear that schools are never going to be able to hire enough. Once we went online, why does a teacher, and most of my teacher patients, they really love what they do. They want to be there for the students. But at some point, they can't do it. Especially when they have to take over for people that aren't showing up. So, again, I'm on the side of the teachers always. Our teachers need all the support they could get. But my suggestion is rather than these coordinated sick outs or call outs, leave the field. You know, when Obamacare screwed up any of us neighborhood family practice, neighborhood doc, you know, calling out and leaving the patients high and dry would just hurt the patients. Like the students right now are being hurt. It took me to just finally close the practice and say, I can't do it anymore. I mortgaged my house. Office isn't going to stay open. Let's get our patients to somebody that can withstand the financial windfall that Obamacare caused with the high deductibles. If you are a teacher and you don't think there's going to be change, rather than, you know, the call outs, I would say leave, because I don't think you're going to get the appreciation. But, our prediction is students will only be taught online because there'll never be enough teachers. 1-877-DOC-DALIA. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. A lot of news to get to. We got Aaron Rodgers, who might be out for the year after his first drive injury yesterday to his Achilles. I got to tell you, man, a $75 million contract? I don't know. First four plays into the game, it was, I could tell he hurt himself really badly, but, whoa. Although I do think the Jets are going to do well. I've said it from the beginning, and they actually beat the Bills last night, but we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about Oh, my gosh. Some very fascinating car chases. We got the FDA that may be pulling Benadryl, Sudafed, and Dayquil from our pharmacy shelves, saying it doesn't work. Hurricane Lee expected to grow, possibly hit Maine as a Category 1. So East Coast is going to be definitely feeling some weather. And we just got a lot of news as well as your questions and comments. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But anytime there's breaking news on the show, we are going to be letting you know. So Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, has announced that they will begin an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. This is something we knew was coming for a while, but President Biden has been accused of a quote-unquote culture of corruption over his son's Hunter's foreign business deals. McCarthy says that House Republicans have uncovered serious and credible allegations into President Biden's conduct. Taken together, these allegations paint a picture of a culture of corruption. He says these allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption, and they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. He says that's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. You know, I look at what we have going on in this country and all the very, very significant issues that we have, and I think, you know, what's been going on with Joe Biden has been going on for so long. And, you know, hearing that we have a, you know, alleged corrupt politician, to me is no, you know, no news. I was very frustrated when they impeached Trump, when they have bigger fish to fry. They have things they need to do. Yet the impeachment of Trump came faster than them helping to overhaul health care and, you know, get our border secure, et cetera. Well, you know, same thing with, you know, our national security. All sorts of issues that need to be done. And I get why the Republicans are doing this. I think, you know, it's almost been comical what evidence has been coming up in terms of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. But is it really the wisest thing for the Republicans to attack Joe now in terms of, don't they want Joe to be the one that Trump runs against? You know, Gavin Newsom has been gaining some steam. A lot of people are calling for Michelle Obama to run. And so I think the Republicans have it if they're going to be running against Joe Biden. So, you know, impeaching Joe Biden, is it going to make much of a difference? I think already he's failing in the polls. And so it's one of those things where, you know, you might as well use this time to say, look, you know, he's, and in fact, I do understand the impeachment, especially if the Department of Justice isn't doing much. But, you know, we have right now a country that looks like it's in shambles. And I'm frustrated by that because we have the best country in the whole wide world. I don't want to sit here and badmouth our country. I don't want to hear anybody badmouthing it. But we look pretty embarrassing. It is embarrassing what's been going on. When Biden was yesterday or the other day in Hanoi making a speech saying, okay, I have to go to bed. It's you know, there's a lot of us going, let me get up there. Let me get up there and speak for the country. And maybe I'm naive to think that the president should be like we see in the movies where they're badasses, where they have no problem protecting Air Force One, right? Like Harrison Ford, where I'm not going to sleep until this gets done. I don't sleep on the job. My first priority is getting stuff done. And sadly, that's not what is being projected. And I'm America first. I don't care if it's a Republican in charge or a Democrat in charge. I mean, look at the controversy that's going on in California, where parents could lose their child if they don't affirm the gender that they are of that date and time. We really want to start ripping kids away from their parents, especially when identity, anybody that understands psychology of kids, we have those with true gender dysphoria, but we have others that like to try to find their identity. And I mean, you've seen this in multiple different, you know, teaching arenas. You've seen it on sitcoms, you know, where a child's like, look, this is what I want to be. This is what I want to do. Children change their identity. And it's a natural psychological change. It's, you know, and these children need support, especially if they feel they are in the wrong body and they have body parts they don't want. And here we are now, rather than making sure that child has parental support, not only, let's say, for their identity, but for their home life. The child's going through a divorce, now you're going to be taking them away? You're going to be not letting them have one of their parents? Isn't it bad enough they're going through a divorce? And you know, this is what's dividing the country. Abortion is dividing the country. We have a slew of programs offering birth control, offering condoms, offering support. And here we have this country about to go into civil war because we have a Roe v. Wade overturned where people can't decide do they want the government involved or not. I thought nobody wants the government involved. Keep the government out of it. It's between a person, the father of the child, the doctor, and then keep government out of it. And no, we're just all about what can we fight over. We don't have to be divided over abortion. We don't have to be divided over the border. We don't have to be divided over whether a president should be impeached or not. Okay, if you're abusing your power, you're out. If you question election integrity, like Hillary Clinton did, like Al Gore did, like President Trump did, there should be a process to question the integrity of the election. There should be no reason to question. We should have elections that are pretty foolproof. And we shouldn't be doing things that haven't been untested. There's a lot of common sense things we could do. See, I'm just anti-drama. I don't know if that's Republican or Democrat. I am just anti-drama. Because there is enough drama going on that needs our attention. We still won't even admit to what really happened with COVID. And have we stopped that process that could have allowed COVID to leak in other labs? Have we prevented variants that might not be naturally occurring? Are we overseeing these labs, which the World Health Organization is supposed to do, to make sure that no other pathogens or bioweapons inadvertently or advertently are being leaked or created? We have bigger fish to fry. We are dependent on China. All across almost all industries. And we go to war with them, we're screwed. Unless we take the time to make our own generic medications. Make our own processors and chips and I mean, we've been relying on China for years. We've been saying we need to stop doing that, and we're not. And I'm very, very frustrated because as a doctor, I try to teach you guys how to prepare for the winter and cold season, prepare for, you know, heat stroke, prepare for hypothermia, prepare for party seasons. I like to teach you how to prepare. And right now, I am expecting whoever is leading this country or whoever is leading our public health to prepare. And that's not what's happening. It looks like so much of our focus is on division. You know, September 11th, some people find that very, very difficult in the September 11th day too. I feel we need to remember what happened with September 11th. And we need to remember that nobody cares if Americans are fighting among each other. There are people that hate America. And we need to stand united. It doesn't matter whether you have a D or R next to your name. But that's not what politicians want. They want the DNR and I and Green Party. They want that. They love the division. That's what they thrive on. So, you know, if a Biden abuses power, yeah, he shouldn't be there. That's, you know, a done deal. But it's just frustrating because we have so much more to focus on right now. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
When the wall made me crash my car, it made me feel
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration taking steps to carry out a prisoner exchange with Iran to free five Americans that are being held there. The FDA is approving updated COVID-19 boosters from both Pfizer and Moderna. Hurricane Lee could become a Category 4 storm later today. The slow-moving storm is out in the Atlantic, bringing rip currents to Florida and the Caribbean, but forecasters say it is unlikely to hit the East Coast. American scientist Mark Dickey safe after being rescued out of a cave in southern Turkey. Officials have called the operation one of the largest cave rescues in the world. Kim Jong-un's heavily armored private train has crossed into Russia ahead of an expected and closely watched summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have been very, very mixed with a lot of the cough and cold medications that we have over the counter. But I do not want to see anything dramatically done. Well, headlines are circulating that a bunch of the medications that you rely on during the cough and cold season are going to be abruptly pulled off the shelves. Now, I'm here to tell you nothing's supposed to be happening yet. But apparently the FDA is ruling the designation that these medications can have, including phenylephrine, pseudoephedrine, diphenhydramine, medicines that you commonly see in Dimetapp and Sudafed and Benadryl, DayQuil, NyQuil, to determine if the public is buying products and using products that might not actually work. And as I said, I'm really mixed on this. So what we're being told is that the FDA reviewer said during a two-day meeting this week that the oral decongestant, phenylephrine, that we see in Benadryl Allergy Plus, Sudafed, Tylenol Cold and Flu, is quote-unquote not effective at standard or high doses because it is metabolized in the gut and doesn't reach the nose to bring relief. Now, that doesn't mean diphenhydramine per se or some of these other medicines are, but many people are concerned that those might start being looked at also. And I've been very concerned how people have been overusing these over-the-counter medications when they need to see a medical provider. On the flip side, I think having access to these medications can save lives, especially when you have individuals that are especially like just straight out Benadryl, which they're not going to take off the counter. They're not going to be removing Benadryl. We need Benadryl. It has been proven as a potent antihistamine. But some of these medications that are mixed with phenylephrine are right now the main focus. And so phenylephrine has not been without its drama. I remember when I was in training, there were issues with phenylephrine. And phenylephrine is what we use as a decongestant. It constricts blood vessels, can raise blood pressure. And you know how pseudoephedrine, such as medications and Sudafed, have had to be taken out of the easy access shelves to behind the counter because people were using it to make meth. It's no surprise that these decongestants are going to be under the microscope. But the active ingredient right now is protected under the FDA's generally recognized as safe as and effective designation called GRACE. But they think the agency is going to now pull its approval. Revoking that designation means that companies that have that medication within their brand means those medications could be taken off the shelves. If those medications get thrown out or taken off the shelves, trust me, prices go up. Straight out Sudafed, straight out Benadryl, for what I understand, are not going to be affected, but a lot of these medications are combined with phenylephrine. And so what does that mean for you all? Well, okay, so I learned early on that we do wrong things when we're sick, okay? So patients will tell me they have a 99-degree fever, maybe 100-degree fever, and they're trying to keep it at bay, loading up on acetaminophen and Motrin to keep that fever down. And I'm like, why are you doing that? You have a fever because you're trying to fight the infection. Now, I don't want anybody with a high fever not fighting it, but just because you have a low fever, do you really need to try to squash what your body's trying to do to fight an infection? Same thing with your nose rub. You know, we want to treat ourselves. We're trying to bypass the doctor, bypass medical personnel because it's cheaper. But the truth of the matter is whenever we have something that happens to us, we need to weigh a fine balance. We need to understand there's a choreography. There's a very delicate balance between your body trying to fight that virus or fight that infection versus you having symptoms that could be hurting you. Now, I mean, I suffer from severe allergies. When you can't stop sneezing, okay, mind you, severe allergies could cause asthma, could cause sinus infections. Severe allergy could cause breathing issues. We do want to control things when they're severe. But how many of you run to Imodium the second you start getting diarrhea? Why aren't you letting your body get it out? Now, mind you, you're on day three getting dehydrated. That's a whole other story. But day one, I am seeing people try to quash their fever, try to quash their runny nose, quash their diarrhea. And these medications over the counter are supposed to be an adjunct to a medical regimen. And we're kind of getting to the point now where we know it all. And we aren't even going to talk to a medical provider. The average medical provider does not tell you to take Imodium day one of diarrhea because your body's trying to dump it. When you throw up, throwing up could lead to dehydration. But if you are getting nauseated and you are trying to vomit a bad meal, there's a chance that your body wants to get that out. Now, mind you, nausea and vomiting, to me, are huge, huge signs that there could be something else going on. So somebody trying to quash their nausea, that could be a heart attack. That could be early sepsis. That could be a pregnancy. You know, you have nausea, get it checked out. But right now, it's all about, you know what, we're going to treat ourselves. We got all these medications over the counter. And I think we have too many medications over the counter. That doesn't mean we need to start ripping things away. I think phenylephrine may have a role. But I do think that a lot of our medications might be used improperly. And the same thing with these antihistamines. Many of you, when you have a sinus infection, you will take an antihistamine. And ENTs have told me time and time again to stop that crap. Because when you try to dry up something that is trying to get out of your body, it'll be like sticky dough. So a day after I take Benadryl, I have severe sinus pain. Not because I have a bacterial sinus infection, but because the stuff isn't getting out because I dried it up. So when you do use an antihistamine, there's a choreography to it. But we don't teach everybody the choreography. We just teach everybody there's your medications. You need fever reducers in certain scenarios. Not for a 99-degree fever, people. You need anti-diarrheal agents when you're getting dehydrated, but not day one of you trying to get out something that you shouldn't have eaten. So we'll see what happens with this. The FDA reevaluating it. I'm telling you right now, this is not a new story. Phenylephrine has been behind the eight ball for a while in terms of how effective it is. And I have to be very, very careful with my approach to this because many people feel that Afrin and these medications that constrict the blood vessels so you get less congested are more effective than oral decongestants. The problem is these nasal sprays are very addictive. And we've been talking about the problem of taking oral medications that go throughout your whole body to try to affect your sinuses when why don't you use something that is more deliberate to the, you know, and can have more direct contact. The problem is people use Afrin and these nasal sprays too much. Same thing with Visine getting the red out. The Visine, it constricts the blood vessel. So yeah, your eyes are going to look more white. But what happens when the medicine wears out? You get a rebound. So Afrin becomes addictive. Visine becomes addictive. So you need to be very, very careful with the sympathomimetic sort of way to treat these things. So no surprise that they're reviewing this, but most medications will still be over the counter. It's just a lot of the formulations with phenylephrine may leave. Expect prices to go up. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have high hopes for the Jets. Seeing how they did preseason, I thought they were pretty impressive. And then hearing that Aaron Rodgers was going to be their starter, well, we knew that they got Aaron Rodgers early on in the preseason. Then having him injured made people hold their breath. They still won yesterday, beating the Bills in overtime. But we have been told today that Aaron Rodgers may be out for the season. 39-year-old Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles tendon, left ankle last night. I think it was the fourth play of the drive. And it didn't look good. And he remains under contract with the Jets for next season. He agreed to $75 million two-year restructured deal with the team in July. Now, of course, there are concerns if his career is going to continue. Yeah, I'm really blown away how football does things. You know, I love a lot of our quarterbacks. You know, Dak Prescott, Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, Tom Brady's out, although they're thinking of maybe bringing him back to the Jets. I really don't know if that's going to happen. Him being out of retirement, I don't know if he wants to come back. But, you know, the money they give when an injury could happen on a single drive is, it's mind-boggling to me. Jets head coach Robert Saleh expressed fears of a season-ending injury following the game yesterday. And so Zach Wilson is the, you know, backup quarterback, and Zach Wilson did a good job yesterday. And he's the former BYU star, second overall pick of the 2021 NFL draft. So apparently he did struggle the last two seasons, which is why the Jets jumped to acquire Rodgers from the Packers. But now there's some talk that maybe they're going to be looking at asking Tom Brady to come back. I mean, this is definitely not easy. And the funny thing is for those of you that have Aaron Rodgers on your fantasy football, oh, my God, quarterbacks are tricky, guys. I always say go to the receivers first. Try to go to the receivers. Receivers can get hurt, too. But yeah, everybody tries to jump on the quarterbacks. I like the receivers. We wrote a book on this, guys. For those of you that need a little bit of advice on your fantasy football, playing with that fantasy football guide for beginners, go to my website at drdahlia.com. All right, special price, of course, because we really aren't doing it for the money. We just want you guys to be able to play fantasy football correctly. So we'll see what happens, but Achilles tears are not easy. And we know what happens. I don't know if you guys have ever torn a tendon. That pop, that inability to walk or use that joint, your tendons, it's amazing how engineered our bodies are. And even though we have duplicity and redundancy, and we have, you know, ways to, you know, hopefully compensate, when you have 275, 300-pound people trying to sack you, you are withstanding forces that your body wasn't designed for. People have been bringing up, what about Carson Wentz? I don't know. Carson Wentz is a possibility. So we'll see what happens, but it is a shame. I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers, I don't care that he's 39 years old. Look at Tom Brady. I think Aaron Rodgers still is a fantastic quarterback. Just after his clavicle fracture, he wasn't the same. And these injuries sometimes can be season enders, if not career enders. I don't believe this is going to be a career ender, but if he's out for the season, Jets are out 75 mil. Not good. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you asked about my lithium reservoir. I don't have a lithium reservoir. Yes, it is in Nevada, at the Nevada-Oregon border. I don't have any access to it. Can't get you guys any pictures besides the ones that are out there. But geologists have uncovered what they believe could be the world's largest lithium deposit inside an ancient supervolcano along the Nevada-Oregon border in the U.S. Now that everything's all about lithium batteries, this could be very, very cool and help us minimize our dependence on other countries. But there was clay containing up to 40 million metric tons of lithium identified in the 600-mile-wide McDermott caldera, nearly double what has been found in Bolivia's salt flats that have long held the record for the most lithium deposits. They say the amount of lithium is based on estimates. We have not started drilling, of course. We have known that there was lithium But I think as of 2022, the average battery-grade lithium carbonate price is $37,000 per metric ton. That means our volcano could be potentially sitting on $1.48 trillion worth of lithium. We are using lithium now for everything. Batteries. China has dominated this market for decades. And so this is huge. Canada-based Lithium Americas Corporation plans to begin mining as early as 2026 and then mine the region for the next 40 years, and then they will backfill the pit. Of course, people are concerned because this is on sacred Native American land. So what do you do? Anouk Borst, a geologist, according to Daily Mail at KU Leuven University, not involved in the study, told Chemistry World, if you believe their back-of-the-envelope estimation, this is a very, very significant deposit of lithium. It could change the dynamics of lithium globally in terms of price, security, supply, and geopolitics. They believe Caldera was formed 19 million years ago, erupted 16 million years ago. I know people feel that volcanoes are a result of, you know, us and global warming and the hamburgers we eat, but I'm telling you right now, we had volcanoes before the first car and before the first hamburger. The caldera, when the event occurred, was filled with debris from the eruption, including alkaline magma rich in sodium, potassium, lithium, chlorine, and boron. It cooled, made crystalline, glassy volcanic rock, ignimbrite, and then it weathered down to produce these lithium-rich particles. Lake built up in the crater, covering the materials in a sediment-rich clay, again exposed hundreds of years later. Now, this is, you know, this is going to be interesting to see what happens. It could be a huge, huge game changer. You know, I personally don't have any access to it. Just because it's in Nevada doesn't mean I get to go there and do what I need to. I am sure everybody and their mother wants to now try and grab clay, hearing 37,000 per metric ton. There, you know, people are going to want to try to, you know, bring a ton home back in their truck. But, you know, it's going to be very, very political, and obviously can affect, you know, sacred land. So, according to data extracted from the UN ComTrade database, China accounted for most U.S. battery imports last year. Total trade value of $9.3 billion. South Korea and Japan are popular sources. Batteries worth $1.3 and $1 billion imported to the U.S. in 2022. Now that we are going to lithium battery-operated vehicles, which I'm still kind of mixed on because of the inability to extinguish and some of these fires that happen upon impact, lithium right now isn't going anywhere. That's kind of the wave of the future. And so to meet global demand by 2040 and all the goalposts that have been urged in terms of our electric cars and in terms of the way we're moving with our battery-operated objects and products, it is going to cause huge demand. It's going to be expensive no matter what. So, you know, but to produce 60,000 tons of lithium could devastate the environment, we're being told. They said in May 2016, dead fish were found floating in China's Liki River, which because there was a toxic chemical that was leaked from the lithium mine. They also found cow and yak carcasses floating in the river. So lithium extraction isn't as easy as it sounds. Yeah, it sounds easy, doesn't it? Yeah. I don't know how they do it. I'm not a geologist. But they say it can harm the soil, cause air contamination. So, you know, it's a great find, but as usual, nothing's that simple. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.